All right, hey folks, what is up? This is Eric Jensen with the End Zone Podcast. Pretty simple what happened here. Me and Trey recorded the previous Black Monday recap earlier today. We got off, waited a few hours, and then obviously John Elway stepped down as president of the Broncos. Being a Broncos fan, this isn't necessarily a Broncos podcast, but obviously I like talking about the Broncos because I'm a Broncos fan. So we jumped on to talk about that. Here is our conversation, me and Joe Rolls, about this vacancy that has now come for the Broncos. And go check out some of Trey Watkins' writing stuff for Black Sports Online and Titans Brawl. He was working on that this afternoon and couldn't make it, but he was on the show earlier today, so go check that out, and we will see you all tomorrow. Please enjoy this special breaking news episode. Okay, we're back. I thought I was done for the day. I thought I was going to go take a nap, and I am not going to be taking a nap because my football team, the Denver Broncos, have some big news. And with me is Joe Rolls of the Cover 2 Broncos podcast. I was on that a week ago, if you want to go check that out. But Joe, I just want to thank you so much for being on very, very last second. So the news is GM John Elway has essentially stepped away as general manager. He'll remain active in the organization, but not active in the football side of the operations, which is weird because he'll be like the president of football operations. But according to James Palmer, the GM will have full control of the roster, do all the draft, free agency stuff. It'll all be on whoever the new GM is, and Vic Fangio will pick that. And the reason this is so rushed is I don't think I ever saw this coming. I don't know, Joe. If you had told me the one person that would hold John Elway accountable was John Elway, I don't think I would have believed you. And I'm tough on him, but like a lot of credit to him knowing like he needed to step away to change the trajectory of, let's be honest, a flailing franchise.
Yeah. Here's the thing with John Elway. I think John Elway did a good job at some spots. I think the Broncos roster, I think most fans would agree that you look at the supporting cast around the quarterback, you look at the defensive line, you look at the safety position, you look at what he has done in terms of finding undrafted free agents. And I think Elway has done a pretty decent job. The thing that hurts Elway and has continued to hurt Elway both before and after Manning is the fact that he has struggled to find a stable quarterback situation. And there's other positions along with that. Like he's had God knows how many chances to try and find a right tackle. And we're hoping Juwan James is that guy. But as of now, it's a complete open question. The offensive coordinator position has been a revolving door dating back before Manning retired. So I think it's time. I've suggested this to a couple friends for a few weeks now that it would make sense with Elway's kind of lame duck status in 2021 to step back anyway and find somebody else, because the thing is, John Elway is a living legend because he won Super Bowls with Denver. He's the best quarterback in their history. He won a Super Bowl as a general manager. So even if they get a new owner this year, I have a hard time believing that Brittany Bowen would have stepped in, assuming that it's her. I would have a hard time believing that Brittany Bowen would step in and want to turn around and fire the guy who basically won every Super Bowl the Broncos have ever won. Like that's a PR disaster if it doesn't work out. So what he did is he's actually kind of helping the Broncos to move on without him. Whether it's just him or somebody else, kind of like Ellis may very well have some say in this, but it kind of helps the optics of moving forward.
Yeah. And this is obviously interesting because the Broncos offseason now completely flips because, you know, when we talked on your podcast a few days ago, the general consensus we both came to is, okay, this is going to be basically the same team next year. They're going to run everything back, probably bring in an Andy Dalton, Gardner Minshew type to compete with Drew Lock, and that'll be it. But now things get much more interesting because, they suddenly again become one of the most fascinating franchises to watch in the offseason, because like we talked about as well, like they can move on from basically the entire defense this offseason. They can totally tear it down, correct?
Yeah, mostly. So now that there's a new, or now presumably there's going to be completely new management structure in place because Matt Russell is also stepping out. The Broncos could go in any direction, really. Their offense has a lot of young contracts, so obviously those guys will stick around. Like Cortland Sutton isn't going anywhere anytime soon. Garrett Bowles just signed an extension, stuff like that. But you look at the defense, Von Miller he has a team option. The Broncos, if they want to, and I hope, like, heck, they don't. If they wanted to, they could decline that and he would become a free agent. Justin Simmons is a free agent. Alexander Johnson is a restricted free agent. Phillip Lindsay is a restricted free agent. Kareem Jackson could be a cap cut. AJ Boye, Jarrell Casey definitely could be cap cuts. So this team could look way different next year, depending on where they go from here.
Yeah. And, you know, we haven't even gotten to the quarterback yet, who they could completely decide to move on from, I guess, depending on who the GM is. Although I've been thinking about that over the past, you know, 15, 20 minutes since I've heard that. And to me, that doesn't make sense, because Vic Fangio, it sounds like Vic Fangio is going to have a lot of power in all of this, because he is basically being tasked with being involved heavily, according to the Broncos and John Elway and all the insiders. He will be heavily involved. He will basically pick the next GM. It'll be someone Vic Fangio wants to work with, correct?
That is what's being reported. I have a hard time believing that that's what is actually going to be the deciding factor. I know Elway has really liked Fangio, and I really like what Fangio has done, but the results put him on the hot seat. There's basically no way around it. With the way the Broncos have performed the last 2 years, 2021 is a bit of a lame duck season for him if a GM comes in and he doesn't perform. So if he hires somebody he's close to, like, I think he'll have a say because they have to be able to work with Fangio, but it wouldn't at all surprise me if a new GM comes in, the Broncos don't make the playoffs next year and Fangio's out. Like, I think that is entirely on the table, because whenever you have a coaching and a GM situation that switches like this, where one is already here and the other one comes in, most new GMs want to hire their own coach. So this is a way to kind of try and protect the Broncos against that. But the thing is, like, there was already kind of a hot seat under Fangio's keister anyway. So I think the optics, like, I think in terms of public relations, I think in terms of like the spin, yes, I think Fangio will have some say. I don't think he's going to be the person who decides who the general manager of the Denver Broncos is. I think it's going to come down to Joe Ellis.
Oh, I just muted myself. That was terrible. You gave me some names very graciously to work with here. So my question for you is, the one that you didn't leave any who they are working for right now with, I'm not super plugged in when it comes to personnel stuff. Champ Kelly interviewed with the Jets last year. Where is he from right now?
Champ Kelly is currently the personnel director with the Bears, I believe. I'm looking it up right now. But yeah, he is the assistant director of player personnel with the Bears. And one thing to kind of keep in mind with that is the way general manager hires tend to go, it's essentially a pipeline for most general manager jobs. And Kelly's in that situation. So let me here are the positions that you kind of want to keep in mind when it comes to general manager candidates. Generally speaking, they tend to hold one of the following titles: either a director of player personnel or director of football operations, a director of college scouting, a director of pro personnel, a vice president of player personnel, or they were previously a general manager. So if a guy doesn't have one of those titles on his resume, he's kind of a long shot candidate. Just in terms of, like, if you look back to, I was reading a thing by Dan Hatman, which I really recommend. It's over at the Touchdown Wire. He talks about different candidates, how teams should look for one versus how teams do look for one. And yeah, basically every single general manager hire over the last however many years basically comes down to, they tend to come from those backgrounds.
Who would you like to see them bring in?
Oh man, it's so soon. I gotta do a lot of digging before I have a name that I want. Okay. I'm intrigued by Kelly. I think Kelly makes some sense in terms of, he did a pretty good job of building the Bears outside of, or like in terms of like whatever influence we think he's had with building the Bears. Obviously they made a huge mistake at quarterback with Trubisky. I like the idea of John Spytek. I think it's John Spytek. I got to look at the name again.
Yeah.
From the Bucks. The Bucks roster, like, they've done a really tremendous job building both their roster and their depth. I think those two make a lot of sense. I would say Adam Peters, coming from San Francisco, he makes a lot of sense because he already has 8 years with Denver. So he's worked with Ellis, he's worked with Elway, and he currently works with John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan. And while Elway didn't hire Kyle Shanahan, Lynch credits Elway with, like, kind of helping him figure out how to be a general manager. So I think the two have, like, enough respect for each other that could end up helping Peters. So I think that those are kind of the three big names to watch, is Kelly, Peters, and Spytek.
Gotcha.
But again, like, it's so soon that, right, it's kind of a moving list as we're talking.
Right. Yeah. That's really, unless you have something else, that's really all we can say right now. And that, this is more of a news update than it is really any concrete analysis, because this did just come across a wire. It's all very fresh, but I just wanted to get this up today and quick so people knew about it and knew that this is something that I'm tracking very closely. Of course, it's interesting in so many ways because the Broncos are really at a crossroads with what they could do as an organization right now. So, especially with some of these veteran quarterbacks that people expect to be coming available on the market, especially guys like Matt Ryan and Matt Stafford, who have been, there's been a lot of heat recently that those guys are moving on.
Well, and one thing, and again, until we know who the GM is, it's really hard to say. But just in an abstract kind of a philosophical view, usually when you hire a new GM, they're never going to have more patience or job security than they have at that moment when they're hired going forward. So if the Broncos are going to look to find a new quarterback and try to go and grab a rookie, because again, they felt they, because of the loss to the Raiders, they're going to be picking 9th overall, or as of now, they're picking 9th overall. It's hard to rule out a rookie quarterback now, because a new GM could very well come in, decide that Locke is not the guy, and this is his chance to get the guy he wants to build for going forward. I'm not advocating for that. I'm merely saying that this, it opens up a possibility that we didn't know existed before, because Elway seemed really comfortable with Locke.
Right. Yeah. I mean, that is really about all there is on this right now. But thank you so much, Joe, for joining me last second. Why don't you plug your stuff really quickly and we'll hop out of here.
Yeah. So I write about the Broncos at Mile High Report. I would love it if you guys check them out. I tend to write a lot, probably too much. I also talk about the Broncos on my podcast, on my podcast at Cover Two Broncos. Eric was on last week. We tend to try to cover everything, try to be both positive, but also realistic. So And then occasionally I talk about other people and other players, good quarterbacks, on Twitter at @Joro_NFL.
All right. Thanks again, man. Really appreciate this. And we will see y'all tomorrow with that NFC playoff preview. Thanks again, Joro. We will see you around. Peace out, y'all.